And we continue with this basic outline on Buddhism. And we've spoken about the concept of cause and effect and the concept of samsara. And now today we're moving on to suffering, understanding suffering. And this is also something very important to understand. Some people think that these Buddhists are so morbid, everything is suffering. Who wants to get involved in a school of thought that tells you that everything is suffering? While we enter into this part regarding suffering or understanding suffering, I think it's also very important to understand that the main reason for us practicing is really for the cessation of suffering, to overcome the suffering. But before we can overcome suffering, we really need to understand it well. And then when we understand it well, we can get to the root of suffering. And then we can cut through the suffering and be free or be liberated. Maybe one of the best ways is to really understand the suffering from your own experience. Every one of us has experienced suffering, at times only a little, at times very extreme, unbearable suffering, sometimes suffering that maybe we really think we're never going to be able to come out of. And really, while it is happening, it can be very uncomfortable. But suffering really can also be something that really helps us. And how do I say that it helps us? Is because when we're feeling uncomfortable, we're feeling unhappy, we feel like everything is going wrong, the whole world is against us, then we look for answers. And so sometimes the suffering leads us in a direction that we look to find, how do I resolve the suffering? And this can be one of the driving forces which leads people towards investigating or being curious about Buddhism. And it can also give rise to stable renunciation, the real wish or determined wish to be free from the suffering of samsara. And really within samsara, there's no place where we are actually free from the suffering. Maybe some for a while we have some respite, but then the suffering returns. As a result, really the way to be free from suffering is to attain liberation. And suffering is explained or categorized into three major categories. The one is suffering of suffering. The suffering of change is the second. And the third is the suffering of everything composite. Everyone is quite familiar with the suffering of suffering. This is something that all of us have experienced, and we know we've experienced it. It can be in the form of physical suffering, where we hurt our body, maybe we get burnt, maybe we bump ourselves badly when we feel ill. It can be the process of death, the process of birth. And I'm sure many of us have experienced all sorts of different kinds of aches and pains. This also includes the suffering, mental suffering or emotional suffering, or the anguish we experience. And I'm sure most of us are quite familiar with this at certain times as well. For instance, if somebody really makes us angry, we suffer because of the anger, or we're really deeply hurt by somebody or something that has happened. Maybe we've lost somebody that's really dear to us, or they've decided to lose us, and we didn't particularly want them to lose us. It could be pressures at work. It could be difficulties with your boss or with your employees. It could be problems in the family, with relatives. Feeling dissatisfied because we haven't achieved our goals or because our goals have been thwarted by other people. It's all of these, all types of emotional sufferings that we may experience. And the second is the suffering of change, because everything changes. And this is something that will be spoken about in depth a little bit later when we talk about renunciation, when we talk about the four points that turn the mind. But needless to say, change is always happening. Sometimes we don't see it, but it is. It is happening. It's happening. Our body is changing. Our mind is changing. Conditions are changing. Economic conditions, political conditions. Everything just generally is in a state of change. And because of this change, it brings about unhappiness or discontentment in people. And this is the suffering of change. Maybe an experience of change that everybody knows about is when the stock market changes. We think that the stock market is doing well, and then the stock market dips. And due to that change, we feel unhappy because all of that wealth that we were supposedly creating has now been diminished. And it also includes, well, this is, I suppose, from happiness to unhappiness, unless you're in a bear market instead of a bull market. And the suffering of change also includes happiness. What happens when we are happy is we're having a good time and we don't want it to end. So because we think or worry about it ending, it causes us suffering. Maybe another example of this is if we have a really nice place and we are really worried about losing this place. So this nice place then becomes a source of suffering. And or we maybe need to move from this wonderful place to another place. And due to the move, we may also be unhappy. And the third is the suffering of everything composite. So what is everything composite? It's basically everything in this world. Everything in samsara is dependent on causes and conditions. Nothing is single or solid or permanent unto itself. For instance, we may look at a motor vehicle and it looks like one unit, but what we can do is we can break up the car into its respective components. It's made up of the engine, and the engine is made up of a whole lot of different parts. Then there is the body of the car, and this is made up of a whole different number of parts. And then if we look at it even more, in more detail or more in finer detail, then we see that all of those parts can also be broken up into atoms or into molecules. And then this can even be further broken up. And so we can carry on. And from this, we see that actually a motor vehicle, although we label it as one unit as a car, it is made up of a whole lot of components. So we could say that it is composite. And this really pervades all of existence. And because this pervades all of existence, there is an endless stream of suffering because there is an endless process of change taking place all the time. And because of change, people experience suffering, or sentient beings experience suffering. Now, it's not the change that actually causes the suffering. What it is our mental grasping, our mental attitude to change. Is that we cling to everything, we want it to stay permanent, but in reality, it's another natural law of this world, is that everything is changing. And from this, then we see, as everything in samsara is composite and is experiencing change, then there is, or samsara is deemed to be suffering.